You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Oh, WrestleMania season is kicking in. The Royal Rumble is tonight. We're going to be making our pro wrestling scorecard picks. Plus, it seems that WWE is renting the cock. Sorry, Peacock is renting the WWE Network. We're going to get into all that and more this week on
Breaking Down the
professional wrestler and professional podcaster Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
My name is Killer Cross.
This is the Smoke Show, Scarlett Bordeaux.
What's up, guys? The After Machine, Brian Cage.
This is Ryan from Pro Wrestling Tees.
Sadly, you are not listening to The Art of Wrestling, but you made a decent choice because you're listening.
You are now listening to...
You listen to Breaking Down the Ring.
Breaking Down the Ring.
Breaking Down the Ring.
Breaking Down the Ring.
Breaking Down the Ring. Break it down!
Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening, you are watching, you are paying attention to the most inappropriate pro wrestling show in the motherfucking world. You're listening to Breaking Down the Ring. We are your ring crew.
Matt Daddy Cool.
Oh, Nick 19.
And me, the all Mikey one, Mikey himself. Ow, baby. That's a little throwback to Arthur P on the Riff here in Detroit. They're celebrating their 50th year, so I had to say that. Crazy shit, man. Some crazy shit. This is a fucking week, bros. There is WWE is officially, the network is going away as of the Fastlane. Is the pay-per-view be the first pay-per-view not on a standalone WWE network app. In the United States, you'll be able to find that on the Peacock Network. You know, Peacock. It's all over that WWE, renting it. So there is a lot of talk, a lot of conversation. People are pissed off at this. I don't fully understand why, personally. Nick, we'll start with you. So they're renting the WWE Network. The WWE Network is $9.99. Peacock is $4.99 for people who subscribe with commercials, $9.99 for people who want no commercials. It is free if you are an Xfinity customer, Comcast customer. So you go from $9.99. Granted, there was a free version of WWE Network that appeared a couple months ago, but it's not like you got anything special with it, right? You got fucking no pay per views. You saw some of the Raw talks and everything like that, but you didn't get much. It was free, so you got what you paid for. You nothing great, you know. So with Peacock. Same fucking price, $9.99 if you want no commercials on Peacock and it comes with the WWE Network, or if you don't give a shit about commercials, $4.99, which is half the price of WWE Network, or free if you have Xfinity. Nick, did you see a problem in this? Because they're not charging for the pay-per-views either. Every fucking pay-per-view coming out is still free, just like it is on the WWE Network. Do you see any why are they bitching and complaining was from? Because this one I really don't get.
First, I was like, what the fuck? Oh, all right. I think it was like, you know, WWE Network is kind of going away. But then when you look at the bigger picture, it's like, does it really fucking matter? Because number one, me personally, I have Xfinity, so I don't pay for Peacock. So ultimately, if I don't want commercials, nothing will really change for me except I'll be saving $5 a month. And then if you don't have Xfinity, nothing can really change for you if you just keep paying the $10 a month, except you'll get more content. You know, you'll have WWE content, but then there's shit on Peacock. You know, they've got, it's not a bad service. They've got movies and, you know, a bunch of TV shows. Like, I'm a big Modern Family fan, and there is no way that I can watch every episode of Modern Family right now, because I haven't seen the last like three or four seasons. But there's no way I can watch every episode without paying for them. And they're going to be on Peacock starting February 3rd, every single episode. Like, there's value there. So there's really no reason to bitch.
Yeah. You know, like, if you're any type of NBC show fan, for the most part, it's, you can find it on Peacock. Smitty, what were your thoughts when this was announced?
Just that.
Are you teabagging your phone, Smitty?
No.
Angle going up. Like, it's like, hey, what's up? It's me. Here's my
phone. I got my phone in one hand and I got my notebook
in the other.
Like, no.
It's like, no, there's no dick here. Not mine or anyone else's.
Yeah, so I have Peacock on my PlayStation. I have the free version of my PlayStation. I'm just like, it's gotta upgrade my Peacock subscription. I really didn't think much of it.
You don't understand any of the bitching either?
No. I feel like it's just, most people are just going to be switching from one streaming service to another.
This is what I don't get even more so. Again, like I was stating, you could be technically watching WWE Network for $5 a month, right? You still get the fucking pay-per-views. They're not taking any of that away. It's not like the ESPN Plus when the UFC went to them and you still had to pay $80 million for every fucking UFC pay-per-view. This is, every pay-per-view in WWE is still going to be free. Now, granted, will it always stay that way? You don't know. There's always been talk in WWE Network charging a little bit if you want WrestleMania or Royal Rumble or one of the big four. There's always been slight, are we going to get this? Are we going to shoot up to $14.99? If you want to get these $9.99, you can get WrestleMania the next week. You know, many different things have always been discussed about the discuss has been a conversation regarding the WWE Network and pricing. We thought for a while they were talking about tiers. And with these tiers, that $14.99 one, there was a possibility of getting other content from different places like Ring of Honor, things like that. You know, at one point, there was even a conversation that maybe Impact was going to be a part of the WWE Network if it was added. Old school stuff, you know, because they had been working with Global Force Wrestling as soon as Jeff Jarrett went there. You saw some AJ Styles things, some Samoa Joe things, some Kurt Angle things that invoked old Impact matches onto the WWE Network, and it was like provided by Global Force Wrestling. Now it's like Impact Plus. But still, it was there was talk about a change in price, more expensive with the WWE Network. Currently, you are paying the same thing and you're getting an entire Peacock catalog of things like The Office. Like, people love The Office. I don't see the fucking point in The Office. I'm the UK guy. I'm more Ricky Gervais than American Office, you know?
Same. But
the fucking people love the American version of The Office, Steve Carell and all that stuff, Pam and Jim. So that's a huge bonus. Like, if you don't have Peacock, right, but you have the WWE Network and you didn't want to sign up for a brand new streaming service, technically you're just signing up for a different one and getting the same shit you've always gotten with more stuff. You know, the only thing I will give that anyone who's bitched regarding this, navigating Peacock sucks.
Yeah.
There is, especially if you're going through your Xfinity cable box, it is a little bit laggy, and I'm just talking moving through it, right? I'm not talking once you click on something to watch it, it's fine. Everything comes in, everything's HD. There's no skips or, you know, stutters and stuff. I'm talking navigating Peacock. Hopefully that means with the addition of the WWE Network, they're not just throwing a brand new fucking tab on there. They're going, okay, let's do a little bit of a redesign, try and fix it up a little bit. That's my hope. That's my thought. I'll give anybody that. Like, oh, it's just so difficult to navigate Peacock. You're right. But that is – let's not pretend it was super easy to navigate WWE Network until they fucking changed the layout, you know, the other – what was it? About a year ago, year and a half ago, when they put the sidebar. They made it much easier to navigate WWE Network.
There's one more potential bitch.
Oh, go for it.
I read that I've never watched live sports on Peacock, but currently, allegedly, if you watch live sports on it, you can't, like, okay, I go out and I do something throughout the day and this soccer game starts at 1 o'clock. If I show up at 2 o'clock, I can't start it from the beginning. I got to watch it from where it's at.
Oh, I can't, TV.
I can't pause it. I can't rewind it. Can't fast forward it for all live events.
Fast forward would be really difficult in live events.
Right. Well, you know what I mean? Like, if I were to pause it.
Right, yeah.
But, like, if that happens for WWE, that'll suck. I mean, that will suck because there's a lot of times I don't start their pay-per-views on time.
I'll give that. Yeah, I can't argue that. Yeah, because there's many a times that people will come in and be like, oh, you know, I missed it. Especially with WWE pay-per-view starting at 7 o'clock now. Sometimes it's not easy to get on and watch it right away. So you get there and you're, you know, a couple minutes behind. Well, you can always fast forward some stupid, you know, commercial that they have preview and everything. But you can't do that, obviously, on Peacock. I mean, that's a great bitch. That's very understandable. Something that you're automatically already used to doing. But again, who knows? One, Peacock, knowing that WWE Network is a huge thing regarding the, in itself, maybe time to update your servers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because look, every time something has happened in this pandemic where somebody has went to give somebody money for something because everyone's unemployed, servers crash, right? It's not like it's this wonderful experience for that. So knowing that WWE Network has a major following, knowing that Peacock is about to get a lot of major more subscribers, might be time to upgrade some stuff. That layout, the UI, the like you said, the live sports. If I can't go back to the beginning during the live event, because even when you go to WWE, you know, you go to click on something, it says watch live or watch from beginning. You know, if you're going on to something that's at that specific moment, I should be able to choose to watch from the beginning. And so I agree. That will make things a little bit more difficult. The navigation of it, the pausing and starting from the beginning of live events. Let's hope that's fixed. I guess the next big question then is how long till NBC just buys WWE? Is that a possibility? Smitty, do you think that'll happen?
A possibility, because they've already been on a deal with Universal, which is pretty much a subsidiary of them.
They didn't know it's the parent company. NBC Universal is the parent company.
Yeah. they've already had a deal with NBC Universal, so I can see a possibility of them just buying up WWE eventually. They've had the product pretty much on their air for years at this point.
Now, again, WWE Network is being rented by NBC Universal for Peacock. They're paying them money to have all of this stuff, the network on Peacock. It's not like they bought the WWE Network. They're like, hey, you know, we own this house. You should come have this room, but I just need someone in the room because it will make this house more valuable overall. So it'll jump my value up this. I'm going to pay you to be here. And it's like, all right, yeah, let's fucking move right in, you know, because that's what it is.
More just testing the waters if they want to buy in.
And that's my other thing. So you also have now, they have Raw. They have SmackDown. I'm not SmackDown. They have NXT. They have Raw. They now have the WWE Network. SmackDown is currently on Fox. I think that contract comes up in a year and a half. 1 year or something. I think they had Fox got a 3-year deal. So if NBC Universal, USA, any of their subsidiaries, NBC, because NBCSN is closing, If for some reason Fox comes loses SmackDown and then SmackDown goes to NBC, NBC has fucking everything of WWE. Everything. And they're paying WWE for it. They pay WWE for Raw. They pay WWE for NXT. They pay WWE for the network. If they're going to pay WWE for SmackDown, you might as well just buy it yourself and say, hey, we're going to make money on this. Now, granted, it's not like they're not making money on it, because obviously if you're paying something, you're expecting to make more than that. That's how business works. So why not just cut out the middleman and be the owner? Be NBC McMahon. Nick, what are your thoughts on the possibility of that happening in the future?
I think it's definitely possible. You know, NBC, they're for a long time, they've been one of, like, you know, the prime time networks. You know, there's always a battle between, like, you know, shows on ABC, shows on NBC. But for the most part, I mean, NBC's got some of the highest rated prime time television shows in history. Dun, dun. So for them, you know, they may.
Was that the SVU dum dum?
Yeah.
They may decide, yeah, to try and buy out WWE, and then, or at the very least, have SmackDown on Friday nights showing up on NBC, which, you know, can only be a good thing. I think it's very possible. I don't know how easy it would be, you know, if McMahon would let that happen, but who fucking knows, man? Who knows?
Smitty, what are you thinking about? Is it more beneficial for WWE to sell to NBC, or do you think that they should still try to keep it an in-house product, a family business, and see what Triple H and Stephanie can do by after Vince steps down? Granted, we're talking that might not happen for years. Like, Vince is like 77, right? It's very possible that Vince goes until he can't go. He's like a fucking pregnant woman, right? Like, a pregnant woman will work until she can't work anymore physically. It seems like that's how Vince is going. So is selling to NBC Universal in, say, 5 years after the Peacock deal is done, instead of re-upping that deal, selling to NBC a smarter play than saying, no, we just want to keep renting it to you, and Triple H and Stephanie can hopefully run the company after Vince steps down? What do you think is a better way to look at it?
I think the better way to look at it is, okay, that's a good question, to be honest. Because the way I keep
that's why I ask.
Because the way I look at it is, WWE has always been a family company, mm-hmm. a family owned company. But like the business sense, hey, if you're gonna make more money selling to NBC, I can see Vince selling, because Vince's other business ventures have not been the best, but he's always made good decisions when it comes to WWE. And that's why WWE's always made money hand over fist. But
I think this whole Peacock thing is really going to determine all that. You know, if it does, like, really, it's well. It's
testing the water.
Yeah.
It's testing the water.
Yep.
But I think myself personally, as a fan, especially of what Triple H has done with NXT, I would love to see what Triple H and Stephanie would do with the company after Vince step downs, or worst case scenario, you know, the other thing.
Dies.
Kicks the bucket.
Yeah. Smitty didn't want to say dies. Nick, same question to you, brother.
Yeah, it's definitely a really big test, I think, because, you know, this is going to get more eyes on the product. You know, because if I'm just some kind of casual TV watcher, you know, not everybody even realizes that WWE is still around, you know, so I'm flipping through Peacock and all of a sudden I see WWE Network. Oh man, I used to watch wrestling. Let's check this out. Or, you know, I heard my kid talking about it, or, oh, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden you're gaining ground, you're getting fans back. And, you know, so I think it'll be a big test to see how much they can build off of and build ratings. And, you know, I think it's possible. And I think that if NBC decides to try and purchase WWE, I think that they would still give most of the control to Triple H and Stephanie, because, you know, NBC isn't in the business of wrestling. They're in the business of putting on good television, you know? So Triple H and Stephanie and them, they're in the business of wrestling, and they do a good job, obviously. So let's see what they can do, you know?
Right. I would love to say either option is the best option. I fully agree with you guys that, man, Triple H is doing so well with NXT. And as part of the creative team on SmackDown, that it's kind of a no-brainer to say, you know what, let's see what you can do with this. Let's see what how you go. Because let's be honest, if anyone gets the company, it's Stephanie. Yes, he's her husband. But I guarantee the legal paperwork states that she gets it. Like, she's the owner this way. If any sort of falling out or divorce happens, she doesn't have to worry about him taking half the company. You know, he's not going to take the W and the V or the V and the E, whatever half he gets. See what I did? I broke up the name. Just cut that W in half. Now it's a V.
So that V in half.
Yeah, man. Then it's just two slashes. But so you could see Stephanie running it, but Triple H with the creative. His creative has always been an old school mindset to the point where people really enjoy it. I mean,
the invisible hand of WWE. Know,
it's even like, you know, Bubba Ray was talking on one of the more recent Busted Opens about how there's a startling difference between AEW and NXT, and how NXT is a much more polished show. It's just that AEW has fanboys. I mean, even Jim Ross on the episode before last, you know, there was spots with Matt Sydal and his fucking tag team. It was just really fucking wonky. And even JR was like, the fuck is going on in the ring right now? Like, why do we even have a referee if no one's going to be following any type of rules? This is just fucking bullshit. Right. And again, it's the same stuff that I've always bitched about WWE. I can't follow something along that well if there's no set basis. If there's no foundation, I have a problem following it. So again, it's not a stretch to think that Triple H could bring the exact same things to Raw, the same things to SmackDown that he has already done in NXT. That being said, no, I guess, you know, thinking over it in hindsight, I don't want NBC to buy it. Look at what happened with WCW the minute some big conglomerate bought them, right? The minute AOL Time Warner had them, WCW went to shit.
But then they see value in wrestling.
Right, and what happens if this big company doesn't see value in wrestling? Granted, NBC has been a part of wrestling since the fucking beginning with WWE and stuff, set, you know, main event and everything, you know, Superstars was on NBC Saturday morning.
It's the 80s.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's not like they haven't had this long run with the WWF, WWE. But man, when you get into corporate shareholders that aren't corporate shareholders of a wrestling company, I think we might lose.
More fingers in a pot.
Yeah, I'm not. That's not even fingers in the pot, bro. It's literally just, hey, we own a media company. It's not that we own a wrestling company. All
your fingers in the dike.
Yeah, all of them.
I think this movie.
All of the shareholders aren't shareholders in a wrestling company. They're shareholders in a media company. Technically, anyone who's a shareholder in WWE is a shareholder in a media company as well, but it's a sports entertainment media company, right? So you get away from that, WWE could go, you know, the way of, again, though, I don't know. It really depends, because WWE is still the big dog on the market. WWE is still pulling in numbers. It's low numbers compared to.
Wasn't WCW doing the same thing before they did that? They were still pulling numbers.
No, WWE was big numbers. Oh, see, WWE was the major company. Like right now, still WWE is the major company. AOL Time Warner getting WCW when they purchased all that stuff. WCW was a shell of what it used to be. If NBC Universal buys WWE in 5 years and WWE is still the top company, they're not getting rid of it. You're not going to see it go the way of WCW because it's still number one. It's still making them money. Hell, you know, NBC was still is still pushing NASCAR. Hey, it's not that bad. There's crashes.
That's the only reason I watch every now and again highlights.
But yeah, so that's it's a very strong possibility that you don't see it go away, but there's also a good possibility that it does. So I personally would like to see it stay in the family. If I had to make a pick, I would like to see Triple H and Stephanie run with it.
Yeah, incest.
What?
She said, keep it in the family. And I said, yeah, incest jokes.
I can't argue it. That's exactly what it is. Cool.
We don't have Vince likes to push incest.
They took that away. He tried a new one, I guess. All right. Now, final talking point on this. ESPN is no longer airing any WWE stuff on their network. They're not saying they won't air pro wrestling stuff because it's very possible that AEW stuff gets on there. But currently, because of the sale to NBC Universal, the rental of network to Universal, ESPN talking nothing. How butthurt are they about not getting the WWE network, Nick?
Pretty butthurt from the sounds of it. Like, we're going to take our ball and go home. Screw you, jerks. Like, I mean, on one hand, I guess I do understand it because from the rumor mill, it sounded like there were some rumblings, no pun intended, about ESPN, you know, going into business with WWE and them being on ESPN Plus and whatever, but nothing was set in stone, you know, and ultimately for the rental process to happen with NBC kind of makes sense. NBC, you know, owning USA and whatever, you know, but I don't know. It just, it's kind of petty to me.
Yeah, of course. Smitty, what are you thinking?
WWE fucked Disney and ESPN is mad. ESPN is a subsidiary of Disney. So yeah,
Disney don't fuck around.
Yeah, so, but it's like, how did they fuck around? How did they fuck over Disney if you're not putting in the money that somebody wants?
I think NBC put a better offer on the table than Disney was at the time. So they already do business with, and they took a safer bet. Right. Well, we're doing NBC. Instead of gambling with ABC, well, ESPN, they just felt like they got fucked pretty much. That's what their butt hurt. It's just the competition put something. They pretty much worked the deal. They figured it was safer for them.
Right. So they heard about it. Do you think just ESPN is just being assholes then? They're just like taking their ball and going home, like Nick said.
Kind of. But also, I also think that they still want to keep WWE on the table for future references, possibly, but not at this time. Because if the NBC thing doesn't go through, Disney, we know Disney still got money. Disney's always got money. Disney's trying to take over the world.
True story. True fucking story. Disney wants everything, man. But it's not like they're making bad shit. Look at WandaVision episode 4. All right.
WWE Network on Disney Plus. Boom.
That would be sweet.
$5 $5 for Disney Plus. WWE
Network. Yeah, it's like $7. Fucking Disney Plus. Fucking kidding me? That would have been sick. And their navigation is amazing.
That, or I say that, or you, even if you put it on ESPN Plus.
Fuck ESPN Plus. That's all I got to say about that. Forrest Gump.
Let's be honest, though. We would have probably saw it on ESPN Plus before Disney Plus.
That's true. We definitely wouldn't have saw it on fucking ESPN Disney Plus. All right. All right, boys. Let's go into it. Royal Rumble. That's tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There is excitement-ish for this. Let me ask you guys this. Before we go on, we'll start to talk about the matches and our pro wrestling scorecard picks. Are you as excited for this Royal Rumble as you've been past ones? Does it seem like it's off to you, or are you more excited than you have been in the past, knowing about who's wrestling and the rumors that are swirling? Nick, we'll start with you.
Man,
because I know this is your favorite event of the year.
Yeah, and you know, there's always the excitement that will never go away because it's the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, regardless of the situation. I think it's a little down this year because of, you know, everything going on. There's no fans. They've kind of spoiled a couple things already. But that also kind of leads me to believe that they might be saving something. You know, if they're giving away some of their cards now, they've got something pretty cool lined up for the pay-per-view. That's my hope. I'm cautiously optimistic. But I can't say I'm not excited. I'm excited. It's the Royal Rumble, you know, like I said.
All right. Smitty.
I think some of the rumor mill is one of the things that's kind of keeping me on my toes about this one. There's nothing really out on this Royal Rumble this year that actually has me outside of the rumors. So,
what rumors are you guys thinking are more legitimate than fake? Smitty, we'll start with you.
We always know that WWE's they'll open their checkbook just to get Brock Lesnar to show up in this WrestleMania season. So that's one of the guys that said he may rumor to come back. Just for the draw power of Brock Lesnar, especially in a time like this. Especially with the fact that them having fans at WrestleMania, having them do some type of program.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the big rumors. A possible return of that's not even a rumor anymore because they announced it on backstage about who the number one and two for the Men's Rumble is.
Mm-hmm.
So
Randy Orton and Edge, for anyone who doesn't know.
The mystery of the 30 spot is ruined for the Women's Rumble because they did that whole match between Natalya and Tamina.
Like, you guys know, hold on, I don't understand the... This isn't just like fresh stuff that WWE's doing. They've done this a lot. In the past, old school Rumbles used to have every fucking participant announced in the pre-show. Not the pre-show, the fucking...
the Royal Rumble!
Yeah. Like, I don't understand why there's so many people bitching, oh, you're ruining who's in the Royal Rumble and stuff. No, you're not. It's the same fucking shit. It's not new.
Let's say the 30 spot, not who's in the Rumble.
That would be ruined, too. Sometimes there would be a match to see, you know, to see who would be the 30 spot.
Yeah, I watched 2001 last night, and Rikishi was already.
Yeah, he won a match to be under 30. But the Royal Rumble at that point has been a thing for the men already. Like, it took a minute for them to start doing those type of things for the 30 spot. This is what, the fourth Women's Rumble?
Okay, it doesn't fucking matter. The precedent has been set for the men's Royal Rumble already. It's not like the Royal Rumble is 4 years old. The Royal Rumble match itself has been around for many years. It's not different. Just because all of a sudden the women are doing it doesn't mean that it's ruining the fucking the match. Like the 30 spot, there's, like Nick just said, specifically in 2001. I don't know if you guys know that or not, but 20 fucking years ago, there was a match to see who would be the number 30 entrant into the Men's Royal Rumble. Well, into the Royal Rumble, because there wasn't a women's Royal Rumble. Who cares? Why is this a problem?
I didn't care for it. I wasn't pissed about it.
But but you're complaining. For what?
I think a big complaint with the men's one is you got Randy Orton and Edge at 1 and 2. I mean, that really kind of makes you think and believe that neither one of them are going to win the Royal Rumble. I mean, it's possible for sure. I don't know if it'll happen. So it's kind of like you're already taking them out of the picture.
And then there's other than that,
I'm like, whatever.
Another thing on a rumor mill is how the Rumble may end with the Fiend return.
Yeah, and somebody said, I think I saw it on like Fightful, their Facebook or something, that there's a rumor going around that WWE has some kind of big plan for the men's Royal Rumble that, you know, could just piss off a lot of people, not really hinting at what it could possibly be. So, you know, that, you know, you got to take those with a grain of salt, but I don't know, man.
I agree. So, Nick, your question to you then, what rumors do you think are more likely to be a truth rather than a hope? And is there one that you're really hoping happens that you've heard?
I think there's a good possibility Brock Lesnar would make a return. And I like the idea of him coming back as a babyface. You know, that's not something we've really seen. I know it's probably pretty unlikely, but I wouldn't mind seeing Becky Lynch come back. I mean, she just gave birth like a month or so ago.
To Rue.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty that's pretty unlikely, but yeah, you know, you never know. I think those would be my two biggest things. I don't want to see a lot of, like, you know, legends coming back, just because to me it's kind of a waste these days. You know, maybe not 5 or 10 years ago, but in this day and age, to have, you know, more than like one legend come back in the Royal Rumble is kind of a waste. So I hope that doesn't happen.
What legend would you want to see return? He's a good one.
Sorry. I can't really think of anybody that I would want to see return, honestly.
Really? All right.
Smitty, I mean, because you already got fucking Goldberg.
Smitty, is there a legend that you wouldn't mind seeing?
Let me think.
Oh?
Huh?
Tink oh?
Let me think.
Yeah, I get the joke. I mean, I know what you're saying. That's why I made the joke of peeing.
Can't really think of nobody right now, because they got so much focus on this. Like Nick said, they'll focus on Goldberg right now.
I really hope that you fucking see Trish Stratus. I hope that Natalya actually did spoil that. I would love to see Trish Stratus in the ring again. I think
That's another rumor that was going around. That
Trish Natalya posted a photo with her and said, "Can't wait for Sunday." So then it was deleted. So it's a good rumor, and it's something I wouldn't mind seeing. I mean, look, the Women's Royal Rumble needs 30 people. There's always going to be way more legends, a lot of legends inside the Women's Royal Rumble. It's a smart
poll. Okay, yeah, definitely. Women, I'm okay with. The women, I am okay with some legends coming back, because it seems like women legends, when they come back, they can still go. A lot of times, the men coming back, they got no business being in there.
That, and the fact that the women's roster is kind of thin and they don't utilize NXT talent on that, during the Rumble like they should.
Why are you making fun of Nia Jax, bro?
Oh, I'm not even yet begin to make fun of my gripes about Nia Jax.
She's not like most girls.
All right.
Nor is Nyla Rose.
Winston doesn't get any of Smitty's jokes. Very true. No one does, Winston. No one. let's go into our Pro Wrestling Scorecards picks. Ladies and gentlemen, go to ProWrestlingScorecards.com. That's it. ProWrestlingScorecards.com. No one can see it, Nick. You have a background on
it. God damn it.
You go to ProWrestlingScorecards.com, sign up for the digital. It's free. When you sign up for the digital, then you're playing against a whole bunch of people. Currently, 210 people have filled out a Royal Rumble scorecard on Pro Wrestling Scorecards. So you can see how you rank against 210 people. More are coming for sure. Just like a porn set, it's just starting, baby. More are coming later. I promise. Whether you're milking a cow or squirting a fish, I don't know.
I've seen this movie. It always is messy.
That's why somebody had to shave his hair. It got caught. It's just stuck there. It's like, oh, damn it, dude. Everyone's like, yeah, we knew it. It's Smitty. Yay, bro. It's fine, man. Just okay. It's 2021. Come on out. We still love you. Still love you. No. I'm not coming out. I'm staying in the closet. So, yes, go to Pro Wrestling Scorecards and you can get your own, you can make your own picks. Or if you're fucking feeling froggy like Nick, print one out, write it down yourself and go, hey, man, this is going to be fun. So let's get into it. We're starting from the jump. No Z, no Walt. Z is the champ. We will get something later with their picks very soon. Winston's asking for me to drop the link in the chat because he's old and people don't know how to do it. So www.prowrestling. I'm giving him the digital. Digital.prowrestlingscorecards.
Just like that, kids. He's going to spell it out for you online. Live from there.
Scorecards. I spelled it wrong. .com. Boom. Juan Moreno on our chat said he would love to see if the rumor of CM Punk comes back and have Punk versus Rollins at WrestleMania.
What up, Juan?
What do you think about that?
Once again, WWE got bags of money to throw at people, and Punk has come out and said that he's not going to say no to a big bag of money if it's to go back into the ring.
Everybody's got a price.
And some sort of, and he said some sort of story.
Yeah.
There is a story with Seth Rollins from, a year or two ago? With the whole comments online and stuff?
Yeah, with those in the backstage segment he had.
Yeah,
there's a story there.
So, obviously, like I said, there's something there, and it's there's meat to the meat and potatoes plus money. You can never see. Nick, what do you think? Is that a good, a nice little idea?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know the odds of that happening, but I think if it did, that would be a pretty big bombshell for them to drop, you know, and totally blow a lot of people's minds, especially, you know, the casual fans.
I will say that when WrestleMania was announced that it was two nights again, WWE went into scramble mode, and WWE said they needed four big matches, two for each night. I think CM Punk versus Seth Rollins would be a big match, would be a big drawing match for WrestleMania. And it would be one of those four matches that you could bank a bunch of money on, you know? So let's hope a lot of things are built up in this Royal Rumble for that. All right.
I was thinking maybe Bobby versus Brock would be a big match for Mania. Because last year's come out and said that one of the reasons he came back is he wanted a match for Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And them two have a similar backgrounds. The story kind of builds itself.
Yeah, I would love – I think Bobby Lashley deserves a shot at Brock. I agree. I think with the background those guys have, it would be sick. So, yeah, let's start it off, boys. I will go – no, sorry. Oh. I apologize. No Walt, no Z. I'll kick this off, then Nick, then Smitty, then obviously – just going around. We'll get the picks from Walton Z real soon, and we'll have them up on our Facebook page and our Twitter, our Instagram, all that stuff. Make sure you're following at BDRcast. Big Stefan, what's up? All right. First match, women's tag team match. Asuka and Charlotte defending their tag team, women's tag team championship against Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. Like I said, I'll go first. I have Baszler and Jax winning this. I think separating Asuka and Charlotte going into WrestleMania is a smart play by WWE. WWE wants Charlotte in a singles match, whether it be against Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship or anyone else. Maybe, you know.
There's a rumor of Ronda Rousey returning.
Not even Ronda Rousey returning, even Trish Stratus, you know, with the rumors of her coming back. She said she wanted a final run. I think her versus Charlotte Flair and Charlotte going over Trish Stratus to, you know, give Trish Stratus her full retirement at WrestleMania, I think that'd be a great fucking call. So again, I think that Asuka and Flair dropped this to separate the team, possibly by distraction, obviously, with Lacey Evans and all that. So fall type, I think pin. I think Nia Jax is going to make the fall. Two submission finishers, four interrupted pin attempts, and I think Asuka's going to be the one to take the fall because of distraction and maybe pull Charlotte away from the match with her dad and Lacey Evans. Nick?
I've got Shania winning.
Shania really Twain?
For the reasons you said, you know, and they're both, you know, being distracted in their own regards with their own side stories right now. So it definitely makes sense for them to lose the titles. So Nia and Shayna by pinfall. Nia is going to pin Charlotte. Three submission rope breaks and five interrupted pins.
Smitty.
I have Shayna and Nia winning as well. I have it's sitting right here. My pinfall, Nia Jax, pin Charlotte, three submission finishers, four interrupted pin attempts.
All right. Up next is the WWE Championship match. Drew McIntyre defending against a really, really old Berg. Is there any excitement that either of you have for this match?
No.
Okay. Like, listening to the promo on Monday, I was like, all right, cool. A lot of people said, wow, man, that makes me really excited. And I'm just like, it's kind of seeming like it's just time to stop WWE. I get that it's the WrestleMania season. These legends are coming around. You're falling out of, you're trying to get all these ratings up. But it's like, if you built things like you did back in the day with the mid card, you would have big marquee matchups for this time. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only real good thing going on in the mid card right now are two things, you know, the Intercontinental stuff and the Hurt Business. Yeah.
Hurt Locker. I can't help but say that.
Good movie.
Yeah. Great movie. But that's what I'm saying. Like, what else? There's no real longevity with these people because it just, you get into this whole 50-50 booking and everything just, no one's looking like they're set up for stuff. Hell, man, you once had a fucking mid card that was Mr. Perfect. Mr. Perfect never went into the heavyweight area. I mean, he never held the heavyweight title. He was always mid card, but he was always good and always worth watching.
It felt just as important. Right. As the, you know, the main card too.
When Jericho's on the main card during the end of the Attitude Era and even in the Ruthless Aggression area before he started, they slipped him up to the main, to the main event.
And then you think about things like Jericho and Benoit in the ladder match for the IC title. Yeah, that was mid-card stuff, but it was phenomenal. It was great. It was stuff that built up so you had your main event matches later.
Even the tag teams in the 2000s, like when you had Edge and Christian, the Dudleys and the Hardys, it's like those mid card tag team matches set those guys up for phenomenal singles runs later down the line.
And at the same time, it negates these legends coming back because there's so often that you see them.
Law of diminishing returns.
Like it's not so much that it's like, oh, these awesome. It's awesome. I'm seeing somebody from the past back. It's, oh, I'm seeing them again really soon. There's no pop anymore because I want someone else to get a push. I want someone else to move forward and be part of a main storyline, regardless if it's for the title, a title, or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, what they're doing with AJ Styles is sweet for on Raw.
Gatekeeper to the Rumble?
Yes. I would fucking love if they did this every fucking year. AJ's in the Rumble? Yeah, but I'm the gatekeeper too, so yeah, go through me if you want to get in the fucking Rumble. It's a great little mid-card, no title, nothing thing that they're doing. But right now, that's all it is. It's like a longevity build. They have moments of greatness in this mid-card stuff, but they don't build someone that you can fucking put money on them later. You got to bring in fucking Goldberg or anyone. Fucking stupid.
They had an issue with the AJ thing, though. What? When they first started doing it, it was just Drew Gulak. It was like, it was only like 3 or 4 people that AJ was the gatekeeper to, but everybody else was able to still declare themselves in the Royal Rumble, except this handful of people that had to go through AJ Styles.
That's right. Except for the people that don't fucking matter. All right, WWE Championship match. Drew McIntyre defending against Bill Goldberg. Nick, you're starting this one off.
Let's see. I've got Drew McIntyre winning by pinfall. The match will not go over 5 minutes and 3 finishers.
Smitty.
I got Goldberg because once again, Goldberg is the draw that they think they can sell Mania on. Goldberg winning by pinfall. No to the match being over 5 minutes, 3 finishers. I think Drew becomes a 3-time champion at Mania.
All right. I have Drew McIntyre winning by pinfall. Yes to the match going over 5 minutes, just because I think there's going to be a lot of jawing. And 2 finishers. I think you get – because there's only – the 3 finishers that they have is the Claymore. Man. No, I'm switching that. 4 finishers. It might even be more than that, man. The way it is. Yeah, you got to think about it, right?
Have you seen the last couple Goldberg matches?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had 2 because I was thinking 2 Claymores, like, fucking Goldberg doesn't get anything off, and some sort of interference happens. Like, maybe that's where you see Brock comes back, and then you get Brock Goldberg 3, 4, 5? I don't know.
Like, maybe 4 or 5 now at this point now? I don't know,
yeah. To keep Goldberg off of the title and Kevin Drew going looking strong. That's what I was thinking, but man, we'll see. Yeah, so Drew by pin. Yes, the match will be over 5 minutes. 4 finishers. That is my call. Up next is the SmackDown Women's Championship match. Sasha Banks defending her title against Carmella.
Again.
Smitty, you're kicking this one off.
Don't give 2 shits about this match.
Wow. That means you're not very regular. Everyone who's regular should be giving 2 shits a day.
Yeah, I do get 2 shits a day, but not about this. Sasha wins by submission. 12-minute match time. 4 near falls. Carmella will be the first one to lock in the submission.
All right. I have Sasha Banks by submission. 13-minute match time. 4 near falls. And Sasha will be the first one to lock in submission. Nick.
I've got Sasha Banks.
Sasha,
what submission?
Submission.
10-minute match time, 6 near falls. Sasha's going to be the first one to lock in a submission.
Snatch. Nick, do you give a fuck about this match?
Nope.
I think that's a big problem with this card. Is like you really don't give a fuck about most of the matches on it.
Right, so we didn't ask about it. The Women's Tag Team Championship match. Do either of you care about that?
No.
I care about it more than the Sasha Banks match.
That's what I was about to say. I'm like, okay, I have no problem watching these women wrestle. I can't wait to see what Nia Jax fucks up against Charlotte Flair. You want to send Nia Jax back? Have her fucking botch a move against Charlotte. Charlotte's the fucking golden girl. You fuck Charlotte up.
That's Lady Cena.
My God.
That's Lady
Oh
Cena.
My God.
She breaks her nose.
Dana Brooke taking a shot to the fucking head for a fucked up chokeslam power bomb. It's fucking Dana Brooke. I don't give a fucking shit. You fucking, you bought Charlotte. Bye, bitch. You gone. You gone.
You getting a PC every day between right. shows.
They fucking sending Jax to LAX. Get the fuck out of here. Get on a plane with your fucking cousin. Go away. You go.
So you say you're going to OVW.
Right. Yo, ass out of here. We'll send you to NXT UK. We'll put you up against some of them motherfuckers.
No, we send you to Al Snow.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Fucking botch something against Charlotte. Please. Thank you. Up next is the Universal Championship match. Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman against Kevin Owens. This is a last man standing match. First person down for a 10 count is the person that will lose the match. So that's how it works. You get your opponent down for a 10 count. Just explaining a last man standing match to you. No fucking DQ. Do whatever the fuck you want. You know, just 10 fucking seconds. That's all you got to do. Get someone to lay down for 10 seconds. I have Roman Reigns winning this match. I think Kevin Owens will be the first down for a 3 count. I think Kevin Owens will be the first down for a 9 count. I think you're going to, just like anything else, Kevin Owens is going to take the beating of beatings in this match, and it's going to take a long time to actually get him down for a 10 count. But it's Roman, you know, this slow, methodical pace for Roman. I fucking love Roman Reigns right now. So, yes, Kevin Owens first down for the 3 and the 9 count. Number of 9 counts? 2. I only think 2. I think with the pace of how Roman's been wrestling, 2 is all you're going to get. Yes, I think a chair will be used as a weapon, and you're goddamn right, an announce table will be destroyed. Welcome back, announce table destruction comments. Questions on pro wrestling scorecards? I missed you. Nick?
I also have the head of the table winning this match. Kevin
I
Owens
love head under the table.
The first down for a 3.
Me too.
Kevin Owens will be the first down for a 9.
We'll be the first down for a 6.
Kevin,
I got a girlfriend. She's always down for a first 6 and 9.
Oh,
that was a sex joke within my girlfriend. I'm getting laid quite often.
Number of 9 counts. We got the 1. 1 9 count. Yes to a chair, and yes to the table being fucking destroyed.
Move.
I also have Roman Reigns winning. First down for a 3 count. It's Gregory Helms. But no, Kevin Owens.
What?
First down with 3 count. For a 3 count, I said Shane Helms.
Oh, okay. No, you said Gregory Helms.
Okay, Gregory Helms, same person. But Kevin Owens, first down for a 9.
Weird. Jesus.
It could have been Shannon Moore. First down for the 9 count is Kevin Owens as well. Number of 9 counts, 3. Yes to a chair uses a weapon. Yes to a table, and I'll say with destruction. I hope they was going to put how long till Jey Uso interferes.
Nope, your question doesn't matter. Sorry, I know you really put it on there, but they don't give a fuck about you. I'm just kidding. We are the reason a lot of these fucking questions are on there anyway. They got to give someone the other ones. Nick is the one with legal tags.
Yep.
That's a Nick call. Number of legal tags in a tag match.
That's a great fucking breakup. Pin breakups.
Oh, pin breakups. And I wonder who was the legal tag. Maybe that was Z. They love us. Pro Wrestling Scorecards love us. Up next
is a love hate relationship.
It's love. It's love. You.
They hate the fact we beat them. We beat them like.
No,
like
man, it's actually children. So awesome.
Yeah,
I will fight them left and right. They're awesome. Men's Royal Rumble match. I'll be honest, man. So the way this scorecard comes out is it comes out 36 hours before the Rumble happens, maybe at most. I worked a 12-hour day and then went to bed and came up and did this. The only things I don't have filled out on my scorecard are these two matches and like half of my unscheduled and the fucking match order. I got to sleep at some point, man. I couldn't just do this. I had to work. I had to sleep. So I will be slow with these picks. Thank God, Nick, you're starting off, and Smitty, you're going second. Nick, would you mind going second for the Women's Rumble match?
Sure.
I love it, man. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Sometimes, you know, boys, I work. I'm sorry.
It happens. All right.
Nick, you're starting this off. Men's Rumble match. There's a lot of extras, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching. So when you go to Pro Wrestling Scorecards, be prepared to fill out quite a few things. Like, we're getting the winner. Who do you think has the shortest match time? Who do you think has the longest match time? Most eliminations, last eliminated, entrant one or two in the final four, winner's entry number, number of NXT entrants, wrestler eliminates tag partner, only one wrestler in the match anytime excluding the winner, which means is someone waiting on someone to come out. Who do you think will be entrant number 30? And the men's match time record broken, which I think is held by Mysterio still.
Unless you count the longest, the Greatest Royal Rumble is Mysterio. Daniel Bryan.
They give it to Daniel Bryan, yeah.
Because they couldn't give Daniel Bryan a Royal Rumble, so they gave him Greatest Royal Rumble.
Yeah, that's like they gave Braun Strowman the Greatest Royal Rumble and Andre the Giant.
Right. All right, Nick, kick it off.
This was when I sent a text to the group that said, fuck this scorecard.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like, with all these extras, this is what makes these scorecards so much fun, because, you know, you can have all these guys at the top, you know, with their picks and everything else. And then when you have extras like this, it just shakes the whole tree. So,
yep.
I've got Daniel Bryan. I love the lottery number pick. I've got Daniel Bryan winning. I don't want him to win. I just think that he's the odds on favorite.
Who do you want to win? We'll pause right there real quick. Who do you want to win the Royal Rumble?
I would like to see AJ Styles win the Rumble.
Okay.
He hasn't won one. You know, he's been around with the company now for what, 5-6 years?
2016.
Yeah. So I think that would be a good fit. And I think with him and Almost, or whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah, Almost.
I think keeping him Almost. In the Rumble, that would be a good story. And I would like to see AJ win it.
Okay.
But I do have Daniel Bryan winning. I've got Sami Zayn with the shortest match time. Longest match time, I've got Shinsuke Nakamura. Most eliminations, Braun Strowman. Last eliminated is going to be Keith Lee. Entrant one or two in the final four. I did put yes for this. That was tough, but I did put yes. The winner's entry number, 14. Number of NXT entrants, I have 3. Yes to a wrestler eliminating their tag team partner. Yes to only one wrestler in the match. Entrant number 30 is going to be Dominic Mysterio, and no to men's match time record being broken.
Right. Smitty.
Big fan of the whole, like, winner entry number lottery pick here. I also have Daniel Bryan winning the Rumble. I have Kalisto with the shortest match time. Longest match time, Randy Orton. Most eliminations, Cesaro. Last eliminated, AJ Styles. I have yes to one entry, one or two enter in the final four. Winner entry number 21. Number of NXT entrants 2. Wrestler eliminating tag partner, yes. Only one wrestler in a match anytime excluding the winner. I have no. Entrant number 30, I have Bray Wyatt. And no to the men's match time being broken.
So you think Bray's going to show up in this?
Possibly. That's one of the reasons I kind of have Orton making it from one going pillar to Almost post.
Okay. I also have Daniel Bryan winning. Again, I think it's another odds on favorite, and I honestly have no problem with it. I know a lot of people do. I think I would rather see Daniel Bryan win and go out against Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, then I would rather see anyone else win and go against anybody else. I think you're building the WWE Championship in Raw. for Legends and stuff because it doesn't have the ratings. So you're trying to bring in the old school people. You're trying to do stuff like that. So I think whoever wins this goes against Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship. And I honestly believe Daniel Bryan is your next step with that. Nick, I'm with you. It's not so much that I want Daniel Bryan to win. I don't care. I think you can't erase what WrestleMania 30 was, what that Royal the Royal Rumble back then was in 2014. I think Daniel Bryan just happens to be in the right fucking place at the right time and retiring very soon, go to part-time schedule. And it's kind of a smart idea to have him go out on his back against Roman Reigns. He's always said he wants to put people more over. And I think Roman Reigns beating Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania is a good thing. So I feel like in this Rumble, it just falls Daniel Bryan's way. Every now and then a Rumble falls somebody's way. Randy Orton for his second win. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way the wrestling world is working at that time. So I think Daniel Bryan does take this. I think his shortest match time is Mustafa Ali. I still think he has a lot of people pissed off from his comments on Raw Talk with the Legends and everything. And I have a feeling that dude goes quickly and it's part of his punishment. Longest match time, I have Edge. I think Edge will go into the final four. So obviously there is a spoiler for earlier picks, but I think that he lasts pretty long. Man, most eliminations. I'm going to go with, in this match, I want to say Braun.
I was like, I was almost going with Braun, but I was like, that's too obvious of a pick. And I think Cesaro's going to get it. He's going to get the most eliminations. And his last one will probably be Braun.
Oh, man. I also think you could give it to AJ, right? With almost out there. Just if AJ's like your number three or four and he just sits there and he never gets eliminated, I think just by like a default thing, I think I'm going to go AJ. I think I'm going to go outside of the box and go AJ Styles with the most eliminations because of who he has on the outside helping him. Last eliminated. Edge. I think you see Edge and Daniel Bryan at the end of this, and my God, would that be a beautiful thing to watch.
They fucked it up on SmackDown.
Right? Edge, entrant one or two in the final four? Yes. I think Edge will be there. Winner's entry number 24 for Kobe? No. number of NXT entrants? One. I only think you'll see one person from NXT because currently right now you have 21 people. Nah, you know what? I'll give it two. So two for the NXT entrants. Wrestler eliminates tag partner. No, I don't think so. And only one wrestler in the match at any time? No, because I think Edge is going the main distance, so there will never be one specific person. Entrant 30. Oh, man. I'm going to do it. I'm doing this just because I would love to see this as a Mania match, and you never fucking know right now. CM Punk. I'm going to put that because that idea of Seth Rollins and CM Punk at WrestleMania is a great fucking call. Good job, Juan. You made my picks switch up. I think if you hit CM Punk's music right at the end, holy fuck, right?
Man.
And to see CM Punk and Daniel Bryan in the ring against each other, man, that'd be sweet. And men's match time record broken? No. Up next, women's Royal Rumble.
I gotta change one of my picks.
You gonna change one of your picks? Go for it.
Yep. I gotta change longest match time because I wasn't thinking that. I put yes to one of the first two entrants being in the final four, so I'm gonna have Edge as longest match time.
Yeah, if you think one of those two are gonna land, it for sure will be. They have to be one of the longest match time.
Yep.
All right, Royal Rumble, women's. Winner Same thing. Winner, shortest match time, longest match time, most eliminations, last eliminated. Entrant one or two in the final four. Women, winner's entry number, number of NXT entrants. Most entrants in match together. Who is entrant 27? Women's match time record broken and women's elimination record broken. Smitty.
All right. I have Charlotte Flair going back to back Rumble wins.
That's stupid.
shortest
not
match
pick,
time.
Not the pick. Look, it's very possible it'll happen. My thought process is it's stupid if it actually happens.
Shortest match time, Billie Kay. Longest match time, Bianca Belair. Most eliminations, Bianca Belair. Last elimination, Bianca Belair. If you didn't know, I like Bianca Belair.
Wonder why.
Entrant number one or two in the final four? No. Winner entry number 24. Number of NXT entrants?
Kobe.
I put three for NXT entrants.
Okay. That's a real good call.
Most entrants in a match together? Six. Entrant number 27, Rhea Ripley. Women's match time record broken? Yes. Most eliminations broken? No.
Okay. Nick.
I've got Bianca Belair winning this one. But I also have Billie Kay as the shortest match time, like Smitty.
He is my short.
Longest match time is Bayley. Most eliminations, I think Shayna's going to be in the Rumble, and she's going to do the most eliminations. Last eliminated will be Natalya. Entrant one or two in the final? No. Winning, winner's entry number 17. Number of NXT entrants, I've got four. Most entrants in the match together, 11. Entrant number 27 is Billie Kay. Women's elimination record broken is no. Women's match time record broken, yes.
All right. white people. That's all I got. That's all I fucking got. Yeah. So I have Bianca Belair also to win this match. Shortest match time. I really want to say fucking Dana Brooke. So I'm gonna shortest match time, Dana Brooke. Longest match time, I think that's going to be somebody that's in the match. I know, crazy, isn't it? Hey man, I told you I don't have this fucking done. Longest match time, I'm gonna go with Charlotte. Most eliminations, I'm gonna go with Alexa Bliss.
You're shooting in the dark here, huh?
Yep. I don't even care. I know I'm not winning this. I don't give a shit. Last eliminated, I think you're going to get Charlotte. Entrant one or two in the final four, no. Winner's entry number, I think Bianca's going to come in at 14. Number of NXT entrants, I'll go with four as well. Most entrants in a match together, I'm going to go with nine because someone already went with six. So. Entrant 27, Trish fucking Stratus. You know what? No. As a matter of fact, last eliminated, Trish Stratus. There you go. Charlotte Flair will be eliminated by Trish, setting up the match. So Trish Stratus, entrant number 27. Women's match time record broken, no. Women's elimination record broken, no. All right. Main card match position. I'll be very honest. I'm still doing it. So we got how many matches? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I think the Women's Royal Rumble is going to open the show. I think your second match is going to be, geez, this is the SmackDown.
Your third match?
No, the third match is going to be the SmackDown Women's Championship match, which means that you're going to give the Women's Tag Team Championship next. So at 3, Women's Tag Team Championship. Then I think you see the Universal. Then we'll get the WWE Championship because it'll be a short match right before the Royal Rumble match as the main event. So opening match, Women's Rumble. Match 3, Women's Tag Team Championship. Match 5, WWE Championship. And match the main event is going to be the Men's Royal Rumble. Nick, who you got? Oh, good. They're really, really good.
Yep. Women's Royal Rumble is the opening match.
Okay. Yep.
Tag team match number 3. Universal title number 5. And the main event's the Men's Royal Rumble.
Okay. Smitty.
I have the women's tag team match opening up because Charlotte's going to be doing double duty. Match number 3, I have the women's SmackDown Women's match, championship match. Match number 5, I have the Universal. And the main event is the Men's Royal Rumble.
All right. Back on the scorecard. Back on the scorecard again. Unscheduled appearances. Back. 10. You get 10. 10 fucking people. Right? Give it a 10. That was 8, Nick.
I knew that was coming.
Side note, the tattoo is still sweet. Put it up. Show everybody the tat.
That's power hand.
Baby. Just press that power button. Biggity bam, power hand. All right. Unscheduled appearances. You get 10 picks. Nick, go for it.
Fuck.
That would be a really unscheduled appearance.
I've got Jimmy Uso, Montez Ford, Angelo Dawkins, Becky Lynch, Seth Rollins, Otis, Tucker, Austin Theory, Bronson Reed, and Shotzi. What?
Otis is listed.
Fuck.
Scheduled appearances.
All right. So Tucker, Austin Theory, Bronson Reed, Shotzi Blackheart, and not Caitlin Catanzaro. Who's her tag team partner right now?
Oh.
Chick with the dreads.
Yeah.
I fucking don't know.
Yeah, you know, Casey Catanzaro and what's her fucking face? Yeah.
Figure it out. Yeah. We know who you're. That's your 10. You go ahead and like look it up real quick if you feel like it, and then you can write it in there. Smitty, who's your 10?
So I have Rhea Ripley, Angelo Dawkins, Seth Rollins, Bray Wyatt, MVP, Shelton Benjamin, Cedric Alexander, Riddle, Ric Flair, and Montez Ford.
No, I'm going to put Rhea Ripley. That's a good one.
That's a good call for putting the Hurt Locker in there. I said it on purpose that time.
Yeah.
I have, Trish Stratus, Seth Rollins, Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods, Keith Lee, Montez Ford, Angelo Dawkins, Shotzi Blackheart, Rhea Ripley, and just because I want to see him, Adam Cole.
Bye-bye.
All right.
We need another from Azir. Walt, you know, they stuff off.
That's fine. We'll get it. We'll get them in there. We'll get the post up. All right. So what are your hopes and what are your what do you actually think will happen? Nick, give me a rating of what you hope it'll be and what you actually think it'll be.
I hope it's about an 8. I think it'll be more along the lines of a 7.
Okay.
Z, I'm in the same boat. Oh, I'm in the same boat as Nick here. I'm over for 8, 8.5, and I'm thinking we're gonna get a 7, maybe 6.5. If they, especially,
go ahead.
Especially if that whole rumor about wonky finish for the Rumble is really a thing.
Yeah, I would love Royal Rumble to be one of the best pay-per-views of the year. I think last year it was up there. Major surprises, good card beforehand as well. I would love this to be an 8 or a 9. I would love WWE to kick off their pay-per-views with the best pay-per-view they've put out in a very, very long time. I would love it for us to sit back and go, wow, I just have to give that a 10. I just have to give that a 10. But I don't think that's going to happen. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to get about a 6. Because as we mentioned earlier, just in the fucking first 3 matches, neither of us cared. None of us cared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, granted, that could mean it's going to explode any expectation we have, right? But it could also be whatever, man. Like, okay, it was a decent match. I mean, it's not like Sasha and Carmella can't go. They can always put on a great match, right? It's not like a great story can't be told between Drew and Goldberg. It's okay, Nia Jax, fuck her. The Universal Championship match, Last Man Standing match, could be fucking amazing. TLC, Owens and Reigns was, in my honest opinion, the best match of WWE's 2020. It's not like this pay-per-view doesn't have really good fucking potential. The problem is there's shit that it's just, come on, man. Let's try and move forward. It's very, very possible this works out and is great and could be an 8. But I really think we're going to be at about just a little bit above average. You know, I'm also really hoping that because my expectations are so low, I get to sit back and go, holy fuck, that was awesome.
Yeah.
We're all on that boat.
Right. So that's it. Make sure you guys are watching the Royal Rumble tonight. Go to ProWrestlingScorecards.com. See how you stack up against us in the ring crew. We want to know how well you're doing. Who hasn't filled out their picks? Royal Rumble.
I haven't put them on the digital yet. I will when we're done here.
Oh, okay. I was like, man, it says 4. Did Walt not? Nope, it's Nick. You fucking Nick.
Son of a bitch.
Whoa, Nicker. Don't talk about your mom that way. You can say that.
This is a Nicker.
Yeah. you're a panty.
Did you guys see the meme with Winnie the Pooh, Piglet, and fucking Rabbit, I think? And it was like, we're coming for you, Tigger.
That's a good one.
Oh shit, that's awesome. Yeah, I have not. Women's matches have been corrected.
You couldn't pick the winner for the tag match.
Oh,
I mean, okay. For the rumble.
Oh,
they didn't have who took the fall in women's tag.
All right, guys, make sure you go to ProWrestlingScorecards.com. As we said at the start of the show, there were 210 people that filled out this scorecard. Now there's 236. See how you stack up against everybody. See how you stack up against us at Pro Wrestling Breaking Down the Ring. Then you can also see how you stack up against the people in Pro Wrestling Scorecards. ProWrestlingScorecards.com. Sign up for the digital beta. Bro, it's free. Costs no money. It's not fucking mail bombing you or anything like that. The only emails I get from Pro Wrestling Scorecards Digital, hey, scorecards open. Hey, scorecards closing in an hour. Hey, scorecards closed. That's it. That's awesome. So you're getting your emails to set up, and so you know what you're doing with the scorecards. It's amazing. So that being said, enjoy the Royal Rumble tonight. You might see us show up a little bit here, a little bit there. We're going to be watching the Royal Rumble at my house. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for paying attention. We are your ring crew.
It's my daddy cool.
Konic 19.
And me, the almighty one, Mikey himself. Thank you again so much for watching. And we are out. Too sweet.